Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, for my Facebook friend, here's a lengthy note about a bad first date.
Is it a lady or a dude?
That's a dude, and okay. He took out a
looks
lady.
Looks like a lady.
Yeah, yeah. I repeat.
Hey, where are you? No, don't tell me no. On that one. Don't.
Do not take a first date on any extended car ride. Met a girl on some site. We'll call her Olivia because that's her actual psycho name. We got along online and had many common interests, and she was cute, yada, yada. Picked her up in Omaha for a fishing trip and said, hey, let's go out to eat.
Hold it. They didn't know each other at all. And they were going to go driving for a fishing trip, like in the middle of the woods?
No. This is the Fremont State Lakes in beautiful Fremont, Nebraska.
All right. Yeah. Well, Fremont, Nebraska.
Right.
So many first date red flags here. Both of them should have run away.
Went to a nice
Fremont
place.
Right.
Ordered, and everything seemed great until it wasn't. The first clue I made a poor decision was when she told the waiter he had a nice package.
There you go. And she's looking.
Right. And to my dismay, she seemed to think this was normal conversation. Then she did stuff to the breadsticks in the restaurant that could only be described as an arrestable offense.
Oral?
Nice.
She must have been filleting the breadsticks.
That means he knows what's coming up, man.
Or she was hiding the breadsticks, if you know what I mean.
This sounds like find a ring immediately.
Right.
I'm sitting there thinking, I should get out now, but there was another part of me saying, hell, this is one crazy bitch I'm on tonight.
Right.
Skip ahead, left the restaurant, go to the parking lot. She told a homeless woman that she was an owl of wisdom and would fly with her through all of her life's troubles.
Whoa. Nice.
I, on the other hand. Whoa.
So far, so good.
Yes.
He's getting laid that night.
I gave the lady $5.
Check.
Yeah. I gave her some money and moved on. Drove uncomfortably, mostly in silence, to the lakes, which is some distance. Her on the phone 99% of the time with one break to tell me that if your fire alarm goes off in your house, it automatically contacts the fire department and police, so she won't use them.
Good. Do you save money on batteries?
Right.
That makes sense.
Got to the lake. The guy at the counter said she wasn't eligible for a fishing permit because she had a felony arrest.
Whoa. For what? I would ask her then.
You're too much of a criminal to fish.
Yeah. Well, they got to have some standards.
So why
I'm not
did,
seeing many problems here.
Yeah, what was the felony for?
What's the felony for, man?
That didn't detail that.
Yeah, sounds like something she...
Over some sort of this and that, but that didn't seem to faze her. She offered to take care of the guy selling the license in very specific terms in front of several other people.
Nice.
Done. Wow. I told her I was going to grab a smoke while we were
waiting. Here's your license, man.
Yeah. So I stepped outside, stepped in the car. I lit my tires out of there with her running after me screaming.
So he ditched her.
Yeah, she may still be in Fremont, for all I know.
She went back to the owl and
sounds like she's
out
with
her
people. She's with her people. Yeah. Sorry, Fremont. Just joking.
Fremont. Oh, yeah, it's an amendment here. I can still picture her in my rearview mirror waving her arms, screaming and running after me as I fled the scene. I'm laughing to this day.
Well, she probably went and got her fishing license then, I'm sure. I mean, the guy eventually said yes to that.
Yeah, the clerk probably ended up happy.
Yeah. Here's your license, man. Thanks
I did
the,
not know that if you have a felony, you cannot purchase a fishing license.
Walsh should know something about that.
At least in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, just go fish,
but
man.
They should give you a fishing license.
Yeah.
That way you don't commit felonies.
Yeah.
Right.
You're busy.
You're busy just doing other stuff, you know.
Unless you start doing unspeakable acts of the fish.
And then they threaten to take away, if you commit a felony. That could be one of the punishments is you get your fishing license taken away. Yeah, it
could be the biggest deterrent for some.
No voting, no guns, no fishing license.
Right.
You're
right.
A felon.
That is crazy. I guess there's a background. You just put your name in
background.
There. They must look. We're not going to even tell. Get through a sentence if we keep doing that.
All right. Okay. No.
I'm sure you're in some sort of database.
Yeah.
Because all the states I go to where I buy fishing licenses, I'm already on file.
Then you know you're not a felon in any of those places, too, Todd.
I'm sure they check on me.
What if the guy would have taken her up on it? The guy selling the fishing license.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, let's go.
He's like, you've got a warrant. Okay. She's like, well, what if? Okay.
I bet she did.
What if she would have done
it? Yeah. She's around.
She's one of those talking girls, you know, crazy talking girls. You know, what if she would have done it?
I'm sure she would have. It sounds like she was well past the crazy threshold to just go servicing fishing license clerks.
Oh, you know this guy? He's a Facebook. Was she hot? Was she hot?
She sounds like more of a talker.
Was she hot?
She's an actor. I have no idea.
It sounds methy.
Yeah.
So there's another story this morning I saw that a
Not
guy.
Not boring.
There's a guy in Vegas, and he hired an escort. A sugar daddy escort. There's a sugar daddy site. He was in his 50s. He must have some money. And he hired a girl in her 20s to hang out with him. And they were discussing sex, but that apparently didn't happen. But he said, come to Vegas with me and for $2,500 for the weekend. You're going to go see U2 at the Sphere. So they went to see U2 at the Sphere, and she went to go to the bathroom probably and just left because she knew he had 50 grand in the safe.
I
see this.
She went back to the hotel room and took his money. Now he just found out that's what she did, and she's charged and she's caught, and she's a cute, sad mid-20s chick.
Yeah, he chose well.
Right.
I mean, except for the stealing his cash thing.
But he was on one of those sugar daddy sites, right? Yeah.
Yeah, arrangements.
Seeking arrangements, right. So you can hang out with young chicks if you got some cash. I saw one of those type of situations in Vegas.
Did she get his money?
Yeah, she took it.
And then she got
ran away with
it. She got caught?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that, you know what, though? The first part is actually kind of brilliant because what you do, I remember we went and saw Bon Jovi in Kansas City, me and my wife and some friends of ours, our buddy Zach and his wife, you guys know Zach, and he was hammered. And at one point, he went to get a beer. We couldn't find him. And they said they were totally in the Bon Jovi. She said, why don't you go find Zach? I walked around the arena like four times. Finally, I just saw him sitting near a bar, just getting hammered even more. And then we walked out. But I remember, if you get lost at a concert venue, the person you're with is just going to continue to watch the concert. Mm-hmm. This guy paid for Sphere tickets. She got up to go do something, never came back. He probably didn't think anything of it. He goes, well, I'm going to watch the show.
Sure.
So she knew she had 2-3 hours to get back to the hotel and take the cash. So that part was brilliant, but him figuring it out was pretty easy.
According to this, she excused herself to the bathroom. About 15 minutes later, he texted her saying, hey, are you okay? She didn't respond.
Right.
He waited another hour.
What's the U2's on stage?
Yeah. Rightfully so.
It's the Sphere.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's a paid-for, you know, piece anyway, so what's the big deal?
Yeah, plus if your 50 grand goes missing in your safe, you probably got a pretty narrow list of suspects.
Yeah. Right?
He wasn't even thinking that probably. Either. Yeah. I got back. And
he's got all of her contact information.
Right.
Well, when she still wasn't back after nearly an hour, he called the hotel, Caesar's Palace, and asked that his hotel room be put on lockdown. But apparently she had already been there.
It was too late.
Here's where you messed up, because you put your own combination in those kind of
things. Yeah, you don't give her the code.
Don't tell her.
No.
She's probably said, honey, she probably just played up. They actually had been hanging out a couple times before that, too. So it wasn't like some brand new.
According to this, they never banged.
They hadn't banged, I know.
Sex was discussed, but never actually happened.
$2,500 is sex is happening, you know. Because first of all, the last thing you want to do if you're in your 50s is hanging out with a girl in her early 20s and not have sex.
Right.
Now, the early 20s girl who might be listening to the show understands that they might not have anything in common when you're talking to a guy in his 50s, and vice versa. That chick's just going to annoy you, and that guy's going to annoy you if you're a younger girl, so I'm going to pick on the younger chicks.
She's just like, who's James Taylor?
Exactly.
Apparently, she was like, "Who's you two?"
Yep.
Well, she 50 grand was worth better than you two. She can see a lot of you two shows for 50 grand.
Not from jail.
No, no. She's a cutie, though. Yeah.
Did you
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe? Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
See the woman from, I don't know what podcast it was, but it was on Twitter yesterday. You might have seen it. And she was talking about, she's obviously a jock sniffer, picking up an NBA player.
I saw this clip.
Yeah.
I saw it, yes.
And we can't air it, but they didn't have sex, but she did something that you really liked.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, that was it? That's sex, by the way.
Tossing?
Well, and
yes.
Then the rest of the story was she wakes up the next morning. You know, he gives her the run. Go ahead and have room service, whatever. And she's got a case of the pink eye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So walks into the bathroom, her eyes all swollen and red.
She must have got all up in there. And
she
wouldn't give up the name, but she said they went on that night to win the championship. So the speculation was who it was. She didn't give a year, nothing like that.
You don't use your eye, you use your tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she must have been really enthusiastic about it.
And she said that
he
was...
He must not have been that clean either.
She was getting after it. She said that was all that happened, and, you know, he was done after that happened.
Yeah.
So
you have
to assume it was good.
She satisfied him with just that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he was grabbing
it. Rusty trombones at you
still.
Yeah.
So you, I mean,
I'm into that.
That alone.
Stands to reason she was all up in there.
That's an impressive performance.
Now we're ruining pink eye for tossing for a lot of guys. All these chicks are going to afraid to get pink eye.
Yeah, right. Or we're ruining someone who has a case of pink eye. They can only speculate what they were doing the night before.
I saw a story of a woman in Australia who slept with 300. She lost her regular job because she's an OnlyFans chick.
I saw this story too.
But she is completely gorgeous and says she's had sex with 300 people in the past year, men and women.
What's her name?
I don't know, but check. It's on the New York Post is where I saw it. She is gorgeous. And you'd say, well, 300 people before that? Sure. You know? You probably say that within 300 in the past 3 weeks? Sure. But she's being slut-shamed. 300 in a year. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Now, she said at one point she had 5 in one day. But she includes
that
women in there.
She could take some days off.
She gets a rest because she gets a woman.
Her name is Annie Knight.
Yeah. Anal Annie Knight, I call her. Right.
And this is on an Australian radio show, apparently. She admitted all of this.
Yeah, it's too Australian.
She says she feels empowered.
I think whether...
Yeah, she said she's up for anything, too. She likes it dirtier, the better, she said.
And she apparently puts most of it on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. This sounds like like product placement to me.
Yeah.
This sounds like that if...
Well, she gets more hits
like
because
that website's getting traffic, you know?
Because she didn't have to have... She could just say she banged 300 people in a year.
Yeah, and if that story catches international attention...
It did.
We're paying for, you know, people make that money.
They're calling her Australia's most sexually active woman. Yeah, nothing is off limits when it comes to
experimenting. Even hookers don't do 300 dudes in a year.
Probably not.
If they're not hardworking.
Right.
They take times off, Todd. Those hookers only show up at those places 2 or 3 weeks at a time and then go rest.
Well, those are the people that are at the brothels, like the people that are hanging out on the corners and
stuff.
300. You're going to have more than 300.
Well, yeah, but you're probably just counting handies, too. I'm talking about full-on sex.
Here's what it is. I respect the hustle, okay?
Yeah.
I respect the hustle.
Mm?
All right,
she's not doing it for
grinding.
Money, though. She just likes sex, man.
Hey, good for her.
Yeah.
Great.
She's
in it for money because that's her job, right?
Right. Right. That's true, too.
She's got an OnlyFans.
She's creating content.
She's creating content, and people are,
Did you get her picture up, Nick? She's hot, isn't she?
That's it.
Yeah, she's doing everything here.
Oh, you went to OnlyFans. I didn't do
no.
that.
No.
He's okay. paid. He's got his wallet out right now still.
Yeah, he did.
Still, he's fumbling his credit card. He's shaking with anticipation.
There's still a circle in his wallet, too. That's weird. I thought you were fixed.
Yeah. It's been there way too long.
An old you wallet. Guys are always so helpful.
We need another Australian woman to step forward and say she had sex with 400 men last year.
Yeah. If somebody wants to out-market her,
somebody
I'm telling you, this
challenge.
Is the most brilliant marketing I've ever seen.
Right. It is, because it caught fire in New York Post.
Caught fire? So, she's doing that story. And good for her. You know, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see an international competition, though, because this is all Australia based.
You Google anything nude and it'll pop up.
Her Twitter page has got some.
Can anybody in America beat it?
I bet.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, sure. You got the.
Well, you're talking about paid stuff. I guess you're right. But, you know,
who is the porn star that lined up a gangbang? And I don't know how many hundred guys.
Yeah,
but I don't think you got to spend much time.
No, you didn't.
There was no lovemaking.
Yeah, no, you just humped a few times. You were done.
Right.
You
know?
And that's all about the release.
What's the guy? What's your
I don't even
name
think
again?
You got that.
What's your Twitter handle?
It is at Annie K. Knight.
That's a problematic Twitter handle because there's three K's in a row right in the middle of her Twitter handle.
Yeah, you're right. It is Annie K. K. Knight.
Whoa.
At Annie's house? That's a different one. Okay. I don't know.
A-N-N-I-E-K-K-K-N-I-G-G-H-T.
It's like that Simpsons when Krusty comes out for the Krusty Comedy Classic, but they do all K's for all. So he's standing in front of that curtain.
As a rule of thumb.
That's not good.
As a rule of thumb, I don't think we should be replacing C's with K's. Just, it's too dangerous.
She only has 32,000 followers. It's going to shoot up big time. Yeah. Yeah,
Well, we follow her now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
32,001 now.
Yeah. Looking at her, you're right, man. It's all chick. It's just chick on chick, isn't it?
No, keep rolling down.
Okay. Yeah, you got to. She didn't think that. She's obviously dumb because she didn't think of the three Ks in a row. You can't have that in
That's
there.
That's not
man.
Good.
No.
That's not
you
good.
You can't
no.
have that in there, man. Yeah.
Is it just two? Are you guys miscounting Ks?
No, there. It's,
no, there's three there's Ks, three. Man. Annie KKK Knight, N-I-G-H-T.
Well, yeah, it's Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T, but there's two Ks in between Annie and Knight.
There are
so there's one, two, three.
Three consecutive Ks.
She should go to Anal Annie Knight.
I must have found a 45,000 followers.
No, this is 32.8 right now. Yeah, and rising as we speak. Right.
That's not the only thing.
Is that account verified?
Well, it doesn't mean it washes it anymore.
It could be a parody. It could be a spoof.
No, this is her subscribe to OnlyFans.
That's why Twitter just ruined everything. The verification's out. You know, who's real, what's not.
Yeah, yeah. We're real.
Oh, I was at Instagram. Okay, you guys are on X.
Yeah,
people still using X?
No. Well, they'll let you show boobies.
What Instagram
won't.
I see. Yeah.
At the top of her page, it says
Annie Knight.
They
show porn on Twitter. What are you talking about, man?
A top 0.09%. Is that just part
on
of
On OnlyFans.
Okay, that's part of her title.
So this is better than your... She has more followers than your feet page did, Puss. Yeah.
Bobar.
Yeah. And you are what? Top 5%?
Let's bring that back for the holidays, because I'm trying to think of gifts for people.
Leads me to believe...
A scripture to Puss's feet page would be a great gift, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Come on back.
Buy one for your friends.
Cameron logs it with us.
Conversation without the booze, as far as you know. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.